Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Luff and it's Wendy Snyder. In studio with us right now, it's our pal, Mike McNamara. He's the co-founder. He's the executive producer of the Midwest Independent Film Festival. And on the first Tuesday of each month, Mike comes by and tells us what we can expect.
This is one of the biggest nights of the year. Thank you guys for having me.
Hi, Pally.
Always appreciate it. Hey, pal. I think I like pal better than some of the other things I've been called.
Our monthly visitor?
Over the course of our storied history together. Tonight, one, we're at a special venue. We're at the Music Box Theater, 3733 North Southport.
Gorgeous.
Big house to fill, historic, gorgeous theater. And we have one of the biggest indie films to come out of Chicago in a long time. Mm-hmm. It's called Signature Move. It's funny. It's heartfelt.
Would somebody call this a crown jewel, Mike, if they wanted to? Could it be called a crown jewel?
I did mention that off the air. Yes, I would say this is definitely one of the crown jewels of the Chicago indie film scene in the past year. It's been winning festivals literally all over the country, and now it's here. It's making its Chicago premiere, and you can see it tonight at the Midwest Independent Film Festival. And I brought the two lead actors. We have Fawzia Mirza, who's also co-writer and producer, and we have Sari Sanchez here.
Fawzia, welcome back. Sari, nice
to
meet you.
Hi, great to meet you. Thanks for having us.
We're throwing around the term crown jewel. That's some high praise. What is making this movie a crown jewel?
Well, other than Mike trying to colonize us, it's actually... I agree otherwise. What's really exciting is it's a story about a Pakistani Muslim lesbian played by me who is taking care of her TV-obsessed mother played by a very famous Bollywood heroine. And she's got two secrets from her mom. One is that she's falling in love with a Mexican woman played by Sari and that she's taken up wrestling as a hobby. So I can definitely tell you there's no other film that you've ever seen in the entire universe that touches on all of these topics at the same time.
You're combining all of them, man.
I can't help it. That's just what I am.
There was a Mary Pickford movie in the 1930s that came dangerously close. Very close.
Mary Pickford sounds suspiciously not brown.
No? All right. You know a little about this story because the story is, it's your story. It happened to you a bit, huh?
Yeah, there's definitely an inspiration in the relationship between a Pakistani woman falling in love with a Mexican woman. That was inspired by me actually falling in love with a wonderful Mexican woman in the city of Chicago starting at a street festival in the summer. And
it's the best place to meet someone.
It's the best place to meet someone.
Oh, those street festivals.
You know, like night goes into later night, goes into morning. And so, we found all these connections across our seemingly different communities. And it felt as though, you know, it felt like a really great relationship to share in a film. And, you know, Sari said yes when we asked her if she would play the lead.
I'm sure it's kind of meaningful to be able to get your story out into a film. But is it also something that scares you a little bit to open up so much?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's obviously terrifying because, you know, there's a lot of trolls on the internet. There's a lot of trolls in reviews. There's a lot of people who don't want
I'm right here. I'm right here, Fawzia. I'm right here. By the way, I don't know if I said the name of the movie.
Yes.
Signature Move. Did I say it?
Yes.
Signature Move. And as we're talking, you should go buy tickets now at MidwestFilm.com tonight, 6 p.m. at Music Box. But I just wanted to...
Yeah, no, I appreciate the interruption. Mike, I love you. But, of course it's scary. It's scary anytime you put yourself out there, but that's kind of part of the work that we do as artists and I think it helps, open the space for other people to tell their stories and changes the narrative, especially in this political climate and given these groups of people that we're talking about.
Is the relationship that's depicted in Signature Move, is it still ongoing? This is the first part of my question.
Definitely not between the actors. We are very good friends. And between the characters the inspiration, she's a Mexican woman who was one of my best friends and continues to be one of my best friends and was at the world premiere at South by Southwest and, you know, has definitely cried many tears being like, I'm so glad I know you.
But she's okay with her story also being depicted on film. You had to check. I'm guessing you cleared it with her before you...
Yeah, I mean, it's not a biopic, but there's a lot of things that didn't actually happen. The thing that did definitely happen in real life is that after we'd been hanging out for 12 hours, I forgot her name. And that is a scene in the movie.
Oh.
And she's so lovely, and she's been so supportive of the film, and it was so fun to meet her. I met her at the end of filming, and it was she wasn't so different as as I thought she might be. She was wonderful.
Was it better, Sari, to meet her when you were done filming, or could you have picked out more about her character had you met her prior?
Gosh, no. You know, I mean, it was so well written. This was co-written also by Lisa Donato, and it was just so well written that everything was there. You know, this woman was a fully developed woman in terms of being a business store owner and all these other things. She was, you know, a sister and a daughter and a friend, and it was just so well written. It made my job and everyone's job, I think, much easier.
A lot of women on this crew, you were telling us off the air.
Yeah, this is really a fully female-driven production, and the director is Jennifer Reeder, who I think we've had on the show before. Her last film was at Sundance, and then we premiered it here at the Midwest Independent Film Festival. Line producers, Angie Gaffney, a lot of the other cast. We have Chadine Alvarez and much of the other cast, Audrey Francis. We could go on. But this is... And I think that was by design. I'll let Fazia, you know, comment on that.
Yeah.
But it's not something where it's like, okay, well, you have to be a woman or you have to be a woman. It's just we have so many talented women that are perhaps being underrepresented in this community and in this industry that Fazia and Jennifer and their team just put their foot down and said, okay, let's show you what we can do. Mm-hmm. And they have one of the top, you know, indie films in the country. And, you know, and now you can come see it tonight and see for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. We have, like, you know, Jen Higelke, one of the producers, mm-hmm. Nabil Rashid, one of the producers. And I think there was some intentionality that Chicago is not a place just of, you know, these men who are telling these stories, but there are these amazing neighborhoods of people, neighborhoods of stories that are not being told, and we want to tell them, and we want to tell them as a community of these really strong women. And Jennifer Reeder's perspective is also just such a great factor in telling that story, too.
I will ask this to both of you. Is it weird seeing your faces so big on a giant screen? Are you super critical of your performance or yourself?
Here's the thing. I think that the most famous people in the world have the biggest heads. So, you know what I mean? Like, and as a woman, you want to be all eyes and a neck. You know what I mean? Like, all eyes. And so the bigger the head, the bigger my head looks, the more famous I think I have the potential to be. So it's great. And also, as someone who's been creating her own content, being someone who's like, not the director, but playing the role of everything constantly, you have to be able to get comfortable watching yourself or else you won't make your own stuff.
Yeah, it's always a little strange, I think, but the story is so important and it becomes bigger, you know, than anything else. And I think what's so interesting about this movie and so cool about it is that you see all kinds of pockets of neighborhoods of Chicago that aren't normally represented as well. And just the idea that you're, you know, finding the commonalities between a Pakistani culture and a Mexican culture is not something you see every day. And there's wrestling, too. There's Lucha Libre. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Let's talk about it.
Well, and by the way, Sari's amazing in the film. So, like, I know she's...
Side note.
Yeah, side note here. No big deal. I mean, she may not love to always see herself, but a lot of people do. Because she is amazing and phenomenal just such a talent. And it was such a joy to be able to work with somebody who was like all in. Because sometimes you work with actors who are like, I don't know about this. And it's like, no, this woman is someone who is committed to every role she takes. And so it was so cool that she did this.
Sarah, you don't wrestle in the movie, do you?
No, I don't.
Not professionally.
Fazia sure does. Not professionally. There is a little bit of wrestling in the movie.
There's romantic wrestling.
Fazia, you had wrestled in the past.
No,
you had me.
Not professionally.
No?
So the wrestling was inspired. It's such a fun, also Chicago thing is I was on a late night comedy talk show that Jamie Campbell used to throw called Talk Hard up in Lakeview. And I was there playing another character I used to do. And a retired former WWE wrestler, Lisa Marie Verone, who was Victoria, was on the show. And she was one of the other guests. And she did her finishing move or her signature move on the show. And it was so cool. She did it. And she literally said the line, you know, to the host, don't move or I'm going to get hurt. And I don't want to get hurt. And that is now in the movie. And she did this moonsault move. And I was like, how have we not told these women's stories? They're amazing. And so that felt like another way to put a spin on the Muslim character and find another connection between the two cultures.
And we have real wrestlers. I mean, just these amazing women who are professional wrestlers. And then amazing stunt people, of course, who helped Fazia out a little bit.
I had a body
in her wrestling.
The film is called Signature Move. You can see it tonight at the Music Box Theater. Go to MidwestFilm.com. All the information's there. Some are calling it a crown jewel, Mike. I've heard people throw the term crown jewel around. Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. Mike McNamara is here along with some of the cast of Signature Move. If you like your international alternate lifestyle wrestling movies, this is the film for you.
It's a genre.
You sold that about as well as you sold that supper club a few seconds ago.
I was actually very interested in the butterfly prawn.
I was going to go to Wisconsin, Bill.
Let's go.
It's the magic.
We can have the rap party there. Aside from our current guests,
right. This
film, Signature Move, has a pretty impressive roster of actors and actresses.
Really impressive roster, and some names you know and some that you don't. I'll start with one that most of you listening do know, a gentleman named Mark Hood, who was a finalist on The Voice, biggest show in America.
Team Pharrell.
He was on Team Pharrell, made it to the finals, and is a Chicago guy, and he's got a great role in this film, and he'll actually be at the screening tonight. So. I don't know if we can get him to sing or not, but we'll give it a shot. Maybe if we prep him. I think we're going
to
prep him.
Yeah, you talk to him.
Does he sing in the movie?
I don't think he does.
No, but there's always hope in the future.
There's always hope. There's always hope. And beyond Mark, this is an actress that is the Meryl Streep of India, one of the most acclaimed actresses in India, and she came here to be a part of this film, to be a part of Fawzia's vision. Her name is Shabana Azmi, and she is spectacular in this film. You've never seen her. You've never seen her in an American film, and this is your chance to see her, and she has been getting acclaim for this role and obviously for her storied career. So
what
this
did
is
you
a
have
nice.
To do
yeah.
to get the Meryl Streep
How'd
of
you
India
get her?
In
That's
your
That's right.
Movie?
Oh, my gosh. A lot of... a lot of... No. actually, I mean, she has done a lot of sort of crossover films in some ways. Like, she was in a very famous film called Fire, which was a Canadian-made Indian film by Deepa Mehta, which was a huge success. That was a 20 years ago film. It was the only other kind of queer or lesbian film she ever made. But then, like, the most recent huge films were, like, Reluctant Fundamentalist, Midnight's Children. You know, she plays the mother roles in those. But it's sort of a... getting her, she's such an activist, and she's someone who believes in art over everything, and believes in the little guy, and believes in the importance of social justice storytelling, whether it's comedic or dramatic. So I got her email from a friend, or her agent's email, asked her to look at the script. She did. I met her in person when she was here in a suburb of Chicago, and eventually she said yes. And we got movie married.
She plays your mother in this?
She plays my mother in this.
You're intimidated at all? You're acting against the Meryl Streep of India.
And see, that's the thing. Not acting against, acting with and becoming better because of.
Yeah.
She literally makes everything I do better. I was like, oh my God, you're just sitting there. You're amazing.
That's how I feel about you, Bill.
Thank you.
I mean,
I'm the soupy sales of Berwyn.
I say it jokingly, but there's some truth to that. You get better when you work with someone who's good.
They say that about, like, sports and, you know, any kind of athletic thing. Like, play with somebody better than you so that you can learn and get better yourself.
She elevated the whole film, I think. And Jennifer Reeder, the director of the film, always talks about how she would just let the cameras keep rolling to the point where at times Shabana would be the one to say, cut.
Really?
She was she's so tremendously talented. I mean, you could watch her do anything for hours. She's that astounding to watch.
Yeah.
And tonight, you know, tonight we have the Chicago premiere of Signature Move at Music Box, historic Music Box. And, you know, people these days, they don't go out to the theaters as much, you know, but when you do, you want it to be a special night. And this is the deal. You know, this is 100% Chicago made. If you want to see more films getting made in Chicago, the film industry, the television industry is at an all-time peak here in Chicago. If you want to see great films like this one getting made in Chicago and not in some other state or city, you got to come out and support these films, buy them, buy tickets, pack the house for them. So,
and it's a super fun event. I mean, there's the producers panel beforehand, which features some of the actual Chicago producers who invested in the movie, and like really iconic people like Hugh Schultz is going to be there.
Eddie Linker.
They make
Sundance
Iris
films.
Right.
So we're going to open the night with that investors panel. We're going to have Chicago premiere of Signature Move. There's a Q&A with Fawzia and the rest of the cast and crew after the film. And then we're going to have some drinks after. So it's really
during.
A fun full night. We'll be passing.
I know this is your hope, but after seeing Signature Move, do you think that this will help people learn how to accept differences a little more?
Well, I feel like that if I didn't believe that that was possible, I wouldn't make anything. And I think that, you know, it's so beautiful to have, you know, people of the world, whether they're female or Muslim or Mexican or Pakistani or queer come up to me and say, thank you for making this. But what was so cool is we did a special event screening with like this all very like wrestling crowd of guys. And this guy came up to me who drove 600 miles from Nashville wow. to see the movie and come to this like Shimmer Women's Wrestling event that Gnarly Pop Productions did with us. And said to me, you know what? Wrestling is all about inclusivity, and so is your movie. Oh. It's the same. And I was like, I love you.
Wow.
What a compliment.
Beautiful.
Right,
beautiful.
And so I think there is this opportunity that we do exist in all of these spaces sometimes at the same time, and it's really exciting that people are seeing that and experiencing that. So, yeah, that's definitely the hope, and the relatability is definitely there.
How are the action figures selling?
You know what? My producers haven't shown them to me, and I am a producer, so let's see.
Pre-order sales.
I just hope my my thigh fat was definitely cut out.
They tone it down.
Yeah,
they know
I'm not
what
interested
doing.
In that.
The film again is called Signature Move. It's part of the Midwest Independent Film Festival tonight. You can see it at the Music Box. It's the Chicago premiere. It's a 6 o'clock start. Mm-hmm. Go to MidwestFilm.com. All the information is there. Thank you all for being here. Greatly
Thanks
appreciate it. Good luck with
Thank
everything.
You so Thank you so much. I see you tonight.